第五部第一节，超级地道美国话，我最喜欢这一节了，因为这一节的学到的语言呢，很多是在课本上学不到的，但是是美国人时常挂在嘴边的。比如说，如果说 I have no money， 大家都听得懂；如果说 I'm low on cash， 我相信没有多少人听得懂。在这一节中，我们将为大家不断的提供最新鲜的 up-to-date fresh sentences，
completely American，
imported from America，
absolutely。
第一步，借钱容易还钱难。
Number one, how about lending me $100?
Number two, I'm low on cash too.
Number three, do I look rich?
我看起来很有钱吗？ Number four, excuse me, can I borrow $1,000?
Number five, I would if I could.
Number six, oh, sorry, dude, no money.
Number seven, sorry, man, I'm short these days.
对不起，我现在手头很紧啊。Number eight, I'm running out, I'm running low myself. 我已经口袋空空了。
Number nine, I'm broke until payday.
一个子儿都没有。Number ten, hey, I'm broke myself, man.
You sound so American.Number 11, what am I, a bank?
你当我是银行啊? Number 12, hey, really wish I could help.
Number 13, I'm in the red too, dude.
Oh, in the red, 欠了一屁股子债. Number 14, I was in the red last month.
Number 15, sorry, no budget.
Oh, no budget, 没有这项预算。最后送给大家最有用的、最时髦的一句话。
Who am I, Bill Gates?
Who am I, Bill Gates?你当我是谁啊？你当我是比尔盖茨啊？我哪有那么多钱啊？是啊，下面看看第二部，真是一堆破烂，这也是非常发泄啊！日常生活中经常用到的，因为你经常买到东西，或者是看到一部电影，读了一本小说，最后发现是一堆破烂。Go on, first one.
Number one, man, this is a piece of trash, junk.
真是一堆垃圾。Number two, what a piece of garbage.
You have to do number three.
What a piece of shit. 一堆臭狗屎。
Do number four too.
This stuff is shit. Should be something better. 这玩意真是破烂，拿点好的给我瞧瞧。发现没有，坏的句子 Kim 都不愿意读啊。Number five.
That's a garbage movie.
Number six.
He's just talking garbage.
Number seven.
I've heard too much garbage here today.
Number eight.
That guy is trash. Stay away from him.
Number nine.
His latest book is junk.
Number ten.
There's nothing but junk in that magazine.
Number 11.
That means any magazine but our magazine.
Yeah.
Number 11. Don't read that trash.
Number 12.
Man, toss it away.
Number 13.
Man, chuck it away.
Number 14.
Chuck this thing. It's no good.
Number 15.
Junk it.
Number 16.
Junk this thing. It's broken.
Number 17. Get rid of it. Number 18.18. Forget about it.
That is your best, most American sounding sentence.
这是我最常说的一句话 Forget about it. Number 19.
Man, this is lousy.
Number 20.
Americans love the word lousy.
Yeah, 美国人时刻都把 lousy 挂在嘴边
His health has been lousy.
Number 21.
Your mistake was lousy.
Yeah, yeah.
He tried to sell me his lousy radio.
Number 22.
Man, who made it?
这垃圾谁做的这个啊？最后给大家一个比较文明、主谓宾齐全的句子。Number 23. What do you keep all this shit around here for? 留这些破玩意干什么啊你？
24. I'd like to get rid of that old sofa. It's a piece of junk.
Number 25. The average American eats some form of junk food every day.
That's true.Number 26, most people don't like getting junk mail.
Junk mail, 一打开我们家的信箱会发现成堆的垃圾的广告的邮件，这就叫做 junk mail.
Junk mail.
啊，我相信呢，啊，随着时代的发展，商业社会的发展，这个现象会越来越严重，就像现在的美国一样，拿回了一公斤的信，发现只有两分是自己的。Introduce. 第五步，第二节，高级口译自测。英语之路的终极辉煌，下面是中华人民共和国主席江泽民在美国哈佛大学演讲的片段欣赏。
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to thank President Rudenstine for inviting me to this old yet modernized institution of the United States in this golden fall. Since its founding some 360 years ago, Harvard has nurtured a great number of outstanding statesmen, scientists, writers, and businessmen, including 6 of the American presidents and over 30 Nobel Prize winners. The fact that Harvard was founded before the United States of America testifies to its position in American history. Harvard is among the first American universities to accept Chinese students. The Chinese educational, scientific, and cultural communities have all along maintained academic exchanges with this university. Harvard has thus made useful contribution to the enhanced mutual understanding between the Chinese and American peoples. Mutual understanding is the basis for state-to-state relations. Without it, it would be impossible for countries to build trust and promote cooperation with each other. Since the establishment of diplomatic ties between China and the United States, the exchanges and mutual understanding between our two peoples have broadened and deepened steadily. However, this is not enough. To promote the development of China-U.S. relations, China needs to know the United States better and vice versa. To know China better, one may approach it from different angles. China today has evolved from its past. China is a country with 5,000 years of civilization. Therefore, it is important to approach China from a historical and cultural perspective.